Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, How Cloud Computing Works. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing Basics in the Cloud Computing Essentials for Product Managers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of cloud architecture, data storage and processing, and the various service delivery models. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the fundamental mechanisms of cloud computing and how services are effectively delivered in a cloud environment. Main content overview of cloud architecture. Cloud architecture refers to the components and subcomponents required for cloud computing. It includes the front-end and back-end platforms, cloud delivery models, and networks. Think of cloud architecture as the framework that supports the cloud environment. The front end is what users interact with. It includes the devices, applications, and interfaces used to access cloud services. On the other hand, the back end consists of the servers, storage systems, and applications that process data and deliver services to users. A key aspect of this architecture is virtualization, which allows multiple virtual instances to run on a single physical server. Virtualization optimizes resource usage, making it more efficient and cost-effective. For instance, a company can host multiple applications on a single server, minimizing the need for additional hardware. Additionally, cloud architecture incorporates various models of deployment, including public, private, and hybrid clouds. A public cloud is owned and operated by a third-party provider, offering resources over the internet. A private cloud is dedicated to a single organization, providing enhanced security and control. Meanwhile, a hybrid cloud combines both public and private clouds, allowing businesses to leverage the benefits of both models. Data storage and processing. Data storage in the cloud fundamentally changes how companies manage their information. Unlike traditional storage methods, cloud storage offers flexibility, scalability, and accessibility. Businesses can store vast amounts of data without investing heavily in physical infrastructure. There are primarily three types of cloud storage: object storage, block storage, and file storage. Object storage is ideal for unstructured data like images and videos, while block storage is best for databases requiring high-performance access. File storage is used for shared files, making it easier for teams to collaborate. Processing data in the cloud involves utilizing cloud computing resources to analyze and manipulate data. This process can be done through various methods, such as batch processing or real-time processing. Batch processing handles large volumes of data at once, while real-time processing allows businesses to analyze data as it comes in, enabling quicker decision-making. For example, a retailer can analyze sales trends in real time to adjust inventory levels accordingly. Moreover, cloud computing supports advanced data processing capabilities, such as machine learning and artificial intelligence. These technologies enable businesses to derive insights from their data, enhancing decision-making and operational efficiency. For instance, a marketing team might use AI-powered analytics tools to identify customer preferences, allowing for more targeted campaigns. Service delivery models in the cloud computing landscape. There are three primary service delivery models: infrastructure as a service, IaaS, platform as a service, PaaS, and software as a service, SaaS. Each model caters to different business needs and offers varying levels of control and management. Infrastructure as a service, IaaS, provides virtualized computing resources over the internet. This model gives companies the flexibility to rent IT infrastructure, such as servers and storage, on a pay-as-you-go basis. For example, a startup can utilize IaaS to launch its application without the burden of maintaining physical hardware. Platform as a service, PaaS, offers a framework for developers to build and deploy applications without managing the underlying infrastructure. This model streamlines the development process, allowing teams to focus on coding and innovation. For instance, a team can use PaaS to develop a web application quickly, taking advantage of integrated tools and services. Software as a service, SaaS, delivers software applications over the internet on a subscription basis. Users can access these applications from any device with internet connectivity, eliminating the need for installation and maintenance. An example of SaaS is a customer relationship management, CRM, tool that sales teams can access to track leads and manage customer interactions. In addition to these models, businesses may also explore function as a service, FaaS, which allows developers to run code in response to events without provisioning or managing servers. This model is particularly useful for automating tasks and integrating different cloud services seamlessly. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored how cloud computing operates through its architecture, data storage and processing capabilities, and service delivery models. Understanding these concepts is crucial for effective product management in today's technology-driven landscape. By grasping the mechanisms of cloud computing, you are better equipped to leverage these tools for your business's needs. Reflection questions: how can understanding cloud architecture help you make informed decisions about technology investments for your business? Which cloud storage type would be most beneficial for your specific business needs, and why? How could the various service delivery models impact your product development strategy?